You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
We're about 2 weeks into the softer lockdown of adjusted level 3. Restaurants are now allowed to sell alcohol. Leisure travel in and out of Gauteng is no longer restricted. And the curfew has been extended. But the month-long lockdown under level 4 dealt a further blow to the restaurant and the hospitality industry. And here to talk about the road to recovery is Ocean Basket CEO Grace Harding. Grace, it is such a pleasure to catch up with you. Last I saw you, we met physically under very different times. But nonetheless, how is business?
I remember those times. First of all, I wrote down what that guy said. I forgot his name, but It is brilliant. He's given me inspiration. it's a difficult thing. And you
opportunity
know
is greatest when uncertainty is at its highest.
At its highest. I wrote it down on my little blackboard in my kitchen. But, when he said that, I thought, you know, Ocean Basket was born in 1995 when the interest rates were 23% and white people were packing their pantries full of bully beef and beans because they thought that they were going to be chased out the country. And, there's so many examples. I spoke to someone yesterday whose family left South Africa in 1979 and came back. And when I said to her, but why did you come back? Why are you still here? She says, well, it got better, and it got better, and it got better. So how are things? I think the best way to describe it is that we are standing with a few bruises. We need a bit of therapy. It didn't help that we had a mini war at the same time, add insult to injury. But I think there are still some restaurants that are closing. I mean, I heard about the guy who owns a test kitchen, his name escapes me now. It's so sad that he's decided to close in September. So I think a lot of independents have a much harder time. From our perspective, thank goodness, we still seem to be standing. We didn't lose a restaurant in KZN, which was an absolute godsend. But it's going to take time. It's really going to take time. Do we see the consumer feeling a little bit more confident? A little bit. The weekend was warm. I think South Africans hate the cold more than they hate COVID.
I hear you. But Grace, you did touch on the mini war, quite an interesting description that you put there of the recent unrest that we saw in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. Any impact on your operations?
Of course there was impact. We were very lucky that none of our stores were damaged. I mean, Poor Famous Brands with 100, Pep with over 400. So our stores weren't damaged. The warehouse, Digistics, who we partner with, the warehouse was totally emptied. So the store still ended up being shut for a good 6 days because there was no stock. It was all stolen. And, of course, it's the emotional impact. I did visit my colleagues in Natal last week. And it's tough. They need a lot of help. They need help to get out of it. There's still a lot of fear. So it's like everything in life. There's a tangible impact. There's a long-lasting impact. There's a post-trauma impact. And I think no matter COVID, I mean, people are saying worldwide that COVID has caused post-traumatic stress disorders. And I think we've got a double whammy here.
You're trying to look at, the glass half full. You're trying to look at the brighter side of life. But as you did mention, this journey has not been without some bruises and some pain. And I'm talking about the journey throughout the pandemic. What are some of the difficult decisions that you had to make to keep your business standing?
We didn't make any difficult decisions. So I think Ocean Basket's a privately owned company. We don't have the same demands and stresses of public-owned companies. So, our brief and mandate is keep the people going. Our franchisees and our customers come first. So we did take a knock on royalties. We continue to discount for the month of July. I think we didn't charge, or June, because all of this happened. So the knocks that we've taken is we've had to take knocks because our restaurants have taken knocks. Were they difficult decisions? No, they weren't. Absolutely not. Does it mean that it's going to take longer to make a good profit again? Yes, it will, but it's okay. It's okay. This brand is nearly 27 years old. 2 years of horribleness is not bad out of 27 as a statistic. We were very lucky from a sort of brand office perspective. We didn't retrench people. The stores are the hardest hit because the staff are experiencing reduced shifts because there isn't the volume of customer. So that's where the real worry is to get that going again. And it will. It really will.
You described the approach taken under the lockdown level four that we're coming from, adjusted lockdown level four, as being the final nail in the coffin for the sit-down industry. And yes. I just wonder what you are thinking about in terms of the near-term outlook as you look ahead with experts warning of the potential fourth wave and how you're thinking about planning ahead potentially for what could be another tough period for the restaurant sector.
Oh gosh, you know, I can't keep up. I think by the time we get to the eighth wave, we're going to lose count.
It's actually not a joke.
It's not a joke. We have to laugh as if, otherwise what's going to happen today?
True.
So I think, you know, if that fourth level four would have continued, I mean, I really properly would have had to triple my medication. So it was lifted just in time. You know, experts say there's a fourth wave. Other experts say this. Some experts say that. I really don't know. And my only hope is that this acceleration of the vaccination is going to be really helpful. And if there's sufficient people vaccinated and they don't allow this rage to happen again in December, hello, hello, if anyone is listening from government, please don't allow these kids to go and get this in Umhlanga this year because it caused chaos last year. It is going to be devastating, and I think we are still going to lose some restaurants, and I'm not only speaking for myself because, you know, we collaborate so much with the other brands. But if it stays this way, perhaps we can overcome the challenge now is to recover from all the accumulated debt and to continue to give the landlord such a hard time. And my heart goes out to them as well. You know, everyone's just trying to make a living here.
Yeah, no, we've seen the relief that they have provided for tenants. And I agree with you completely, Grace. I could go on, but unfortunately, I'm restricted with time. Definitely catch up real soon. That was Grace Harding, who is the CEO of Ocean Basket.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.